Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're discussing a lot of stuff today, and we're going to talk to Mac Hollins coming up here in just a few minutes. As we said, we were discussing the defensive line specifically, as we reported from Josh Kendall from The Athletic, about the Falcons potentially not being interested in drafting Jalen Carter at 8. Again, to put that out there, or at least to insinuate that, is silly.
If the report's accurate?
If it's accurate. Yeah. You know, and the reason why is, guys, because you might as well tell everybody else in the NFL who else you're out on, okay? Why don't you go ahead and do that?
And again, for guys who aren't following the drift, let me spell it out in a language we can all easily understand, is if you feel that you're not taking them, keep it to yourself because somebody might want to make a trade up to get there and go get Jalen Carter.
No, but you don't have to now because you know what? They're not interested. He'll be there.
Now, again, they don't have to trade up ahead of you. And there's other options, other deals. You make deals on draft day. We've seen. As a matter of fact, there's been more trades the last couple of years. It's been a trend in this league. So why not? Especially in a year when you've actually, Carl, got the salary capacity to take on more picks. If you could up and get more second-round picks and third-round picks, which may be instant contributors or big-time contributors.
JT Newberry says, fellas, I just hope we don't take a DB with the first pick. Unless we trade down for another first-rounder next year. Listen, we're going to see draft night. It could be crazy for us. We'll see. Phillip says, guys, I'd rather move up for Anderson or Wilson or just take Nolan Smith. Thomas says, so him coming to pro day and unable to finish the drills doesn't make you nervous? No, it doesn't. Because when the Saturday tape is on, and I've seen it, he's a beast. He couldn't be blocked. Right. I'm telling you guys. So, Thomas, I hear you. You're talking about drills. I'm talking about the games.
Right. And we also covered the stuff that went down that he's dealing with in his personal life, the combine, having to go deal with the legal stuff. Now, again, it did get it squashed. If he keeps his nose clean, he's got a year probation, he can be a solid citizen and get on with his life. But he put on 9 pounds, and people make it sound like he showed up like Fat Albert. The guys were the dominant players in college football. Come on, guys.
All right, let's talk to our man, Mac Hollins. Mac's like, what the hell y'all getting into?
Hey, man.
What's going on, Mac Hollins? How are you?
I'm doing well. I appreciate y'all having me.
Yeah, man. We're excited to have you. First of all, I got to ask you about the hair, man. Do you still have the locks? How long is the hair now?
It is. It's getting pretty long. It's braided up right now. It's a little past my shoulders.
Yeah, man. So, like, what's the deal? You just letting it go? Did it start with some kind of project? Or were you just like, forget it. It's COVID. I'm going to let my hair grow.
I don't know. I think I just had short hair for so long in my life that I was like, I'm just going to start growing it. I haven't cut in probably 4 years.
4 years.
And now we'll ask you about conditioner. Yeah. No, we're not going to do that. Hey, man, well, welcome to the Falcons. One of the things we looked at the scouting report, looked at the numbers, is you take pride in your run blocking. And this is a team which loves to run the football. So in addition to catching the football, talk about that part of your game.
Yeah, I think anything I can do to help the team win is what I'm always willing to do. And throughout my time in the league, I've learned how important the run game is to the passing game, and really it's kind of an everybody eats thing. Is if we can run the ball well, it makes everybody else's job catching the ball easier. So if I block a few times, you're telling me I'm going to go get some extra yards, I'll take it every day of the week.
Your time with the Vegas Raiders, 57 passes, 690 yards, 4 touchdowns. Guys were tweeting to us about, you know, some of the catches that you made. I like your size, man. How does that affect corners trying to defend you? I think it was a problem for corners in college when you were at Carolina, and obviously it's been an issue in the NFL for guys.
Yeah, it definitely helps me. I mean, being a bigger guy that can still move and run at a high speed is definitely helpful just for any type of – whether the tie balls, whether it's red zone, whether it's balls across the middle, just being able to be seen by the quarterback. It's definitely helped my skill set and helped my game, so – hopefully keep that trend of catches and touchdowns and yards going and increasing this year.
If you're just tuning in, guys, it's Mac Hollins, one of our newest Atlanta Falcons. And when we announced we were signing you, Mac, there was a Carolina fan hit Carl and up and I with an email and a link to a story that was written by a Carolina website and talked about you being a walk-on for the Tar Heels. So you've always kind of had to prove it, man. Talk about your college time.
Yeah, so walked on at Carolina. Got a scholarship my redshirt sophomore year. But I wouldn't change it for the world. I think it helped me become who I am and form the player I am, and just, you know, a lesson in adversity and facing adversity and overcoming it.
So were the Raiders just a mess, man? I mean, like, what was the deal? I know the Carr situation at the end of the season was weird. You know, you guys are trying to figure it out offensively. What's been the vibe here, and what do you think since coming to the Falcons and being able to talk to Arthur Smith and the guys that are here, is there a big difference as to, you know, what you're coming from?
I think there's a difference in every coaching staff, every team, which is, you know, it's hard to compare apples to apples. But like for me coming here, I'm super excited because, you know, Arthur and then TJ and in the receiver room, they're Carolina guys. So they've kind of watched me, and I've known them for years. So to get an opportunity to play with them and kind of all of us mesh is really exciting. So I'm really just thrilled to get the opportunity to really, when things really kick off, you know, OTAs, and then when they really go in training camp to get things going.
It is Mac Hollins with us, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline. In addition to playing for the Raiders, as Carl mentioned, guys got a Super Bowl ring. Caught a pass against us in that playoff game we still complain about up in Philadelphia with the Falcons. Talk about the Super Bowl journey and what was that like playing. We like Coach Peterson, but winning the ring.
Yeah, it was super cool. I mean, it's rookie year, so I won the Super Bowl, and I thought, like, maybe the league's too easy for me. I should write a book, one and done, and just get out of here. Like, I don't know why everybody thinks Tom Brady's so dang good. I'm 100% win rate right now. But that didn't work out too well. I haven't sniffed the Super Bowl since. But that's why I came here to get back to that point and go put some more jewelry on.
Let's hope so. Let's hope so. Mac, tell us about your barefoot lifestyle. What's this all about, man?
Yeah, so I've been doing it for like 4 or 5 years. When I have days where I have to like go on a plane, is my worst day, so I have to put shoes on. Like right now, it's hard for me to like sit still because I have shoes on. But yeah, I've been barefoot for 4 or 5 years, and I just think conceptually it makes so much sense, but culturally I guess it doesn't. Like if everybody were to walk around with mittens on their hands, people would think it's the most insane thing. But then we have shoes on our feet, and people wonder why their feet don't look the way they should, or they're not strong, and why people have ankle and knee problems. It'd be the same thing as if you covered your hands your whole life and then wondered why you had wrist or elbow problems. It all starts from the bottom.
So I want to understand this. It's Mac Hollins, guys, our new wide receiver for the Falcons here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Whenever you possibly can, you're barefoot. The only time you're not is if you're traveling and you got to absolutely have to have shoes on. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, like that, and if I'm in a public bathroom, that's the only time I'll have.
Good idea. Good idea.
Other than that, I was in New York City walking around the streets of New York, which probably is dirtier than a public bathroom. Maybe I should have shoes on, but I was barefoot in New York.
Were people looking at you like you were crazy?
Oh, yeah, they were. But that's another thing I think that kind of has come with it is the confidence of not caring what other people think.
Sure.
You just kind of learn, like, everybody is going to judge you about something, right? You're literally, people are judging me for not wearing shoes, like as if we were born with shoes on, and I decided to take them off.
Nice. Now, again, I get accused. My wife says, like, I'm always naked around the house, but that's too much information. This guy's just not wearing shoes. It's our man.
Yeah, but that's because you're trying to do other things.
I know. Hey, Max, this here. Hey, by the way, so are you like a boomerang guy, like Eddie Murphy character? If you see some bad looking digits on a girl, is that going to be a major turnoff? Are you a foot guy?
I don't know if I have any fetishes for feet. It's more of just a lifestyle thing. I think it's a lot healthier. But if you have messed up feet, then maybe genetically you're not good. I don't know. Maybe that's
all right. All right. I got to ask one other thing because now I had a lady just hit me up, a lovely lady on social media, and she said, "Okay, that's cool, but how often does he wash his feet?" Now I'm just asking the question.
Yeah, no, that's another reason why I don't understand why people have a problem with me being barefoot, because I'll wash my feet multiple times a day, but then when's the last time you washed the bottom of your shoe?
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Never. It doesn't happen. All right.
But, Yeah, so like I'm my feet are much cleaner than the bottom of your shoe, but then people will think it's like oh, it's so your house must be so dirty. Like all the times you take you wear your shoes through your house. Wow. That have been through who knows what.
Yeah, you used to. I know I've had right. friends. I don't know about you, Mac, but you know the friends you go over the house and everybody had to take their shoes off regardless. Right?
I was that friend.
You take your shoes
had to
off.
Be off right at the
yeah,
front door.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. Mac Hollins, man, we appreciate you stopping by. I do want to ask you: have you had a chance to kick it with Ritter, talk with Ritter at all?
I have not yet. Okay. I'm excited to for sure, though. Obviously, that's somebody I'm hoping to make a lot of connections with this year.
No doubt.
Well, again, as we said, a lot of size now in the wide receiver slash tight end room. Did you get a chance to see any of Kyle Pitts? Because he's kind of a unique talent, too, that kind of like hybrid tight end wide receiver.
Yeah, that in between, it's hard to make decisions to cover him. And I've just watched him, and he's a heck of a player. So I'm excited to be able to work with him.
Well, welcome to the A, man. We appreciate the time today. Looking forward to getting a chance to see you down the road. Mac Hollins, let's go get it.
Appreciate it, y'all. Thank you so much.
You got it. Man, that's wild, man. Yeah, I mean, I could see, like, you know, if you're in a place like Singapore, where everything is immaculately clean, or Tokyo, but New York City, barefoot, wow, that's a commitment.
But he's right. It's a lifestyle. And, right. And by the way, I don't know, like, how many people listening do that or believe what he believes. Like, you know, there are a lot of people who say, hey, shoes, they're not great for you. And, you know, I've had friends, like, with running shoes and stuff that over the years, they're like, oh, I don't know.
I didn't really know it was a lot. When I'm in Naples on the beach, I'm always barefoot.
Well, that's different, though.
The backyard, you know, walking around. But
that's not walking around in Midtown barefoot.
No, then you look like your feet look like you've been kicking rocks all day.
So it's an interesting lifestyle because he said, right. I do it everywhere except public bathrooms or airports. It's the barefoot lifestyle. That's one of the new guys for our Falcons, Mac Hollins. Here's the thing I hope. I don't care if he's barefoot or not. I hope he runs into the end zone barefoot. I need touchdowns, okay?
Now, the only guy I've ever seen barefoot other than in a setting that was kind of strange was Jim McMahon. Played golf barefoot.
Yeah.
You know, he's sitting down on the tee box barefoot and driving 300 yards.
Yeah. You played with McMahon?
No, Archer did. I've heard the story. I got to hang out with him afterwards and just drink beers and listen to him tell stories.
I got you. NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Great stuff from Mac Hollins. And listen, guys, we've been if you've not had a chance to hear some of the guys that we've signed over the last 2 weeks, all you need to do is go to the website, Odyssey.com. It's all there. You'll get a chance to hear from all of these guys. Mike keeps talking about Jonnu Smith and how engaging he was and excited to be here. Go check out that interview. It's online. All right, we got more to get to, including...
Dukes and Bell.
Let's go.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Thanks to Mac Hollins for stopping by. You're about that barefoot lifestyle? Maybe that'll be a part of our last call tonight. Mm. All right, Mike and I are in studio looking at this interview. It's a live interview of John Morant before we get into Shade, which happened, and we will let you hear it. But it's the first time we've heard from Ja. He did the interview with Jalen Rose, but this is him taking questions. And Mike and I were just saying, you know, part of the questioning has been about the other events that have taken place. Forget about the gun thing, because that was on Insta Live. What about this case where you had a 17-year-old kid at your house and you pulled a gun on him and Ja's like, well, all of this stuff is sealed. And Mike and I were just saying, okay, wait, what are you talking about? And he's basically avoiding these questions about some of the past stuff that has gone on with him. And so, you know, again, he's been suspended. We know that. He's coming back. We're not questioning Ja's talent. His decision-making and choices, though, they've been terrible. And so this is the first time he's interviewed with the local media there, and there's a lot of listen. They're the best team in that in Memphis. They're the thing. That's right. The show, and so they're getting a lot of media coverage. But we just mentioned that because we haven't heard a lot from Ja, and you'll probably hear some of this stuff later today.
And they're getting after it. I got to be honest with you. He's got some uncomfortable moments here in the last couple of minutes. But this was something that again, the NBA did say that talking about his mental health and getting to a better place, he did use that, talked about that a few times. And that kind of makes it almost like hands-off. Like, you really can't press that issue because it falls under the umbrella of mental health, which is kind of like a no-no. But either way, he did just cut it close with a couple of reporters and kind of backed off because you can tell he's getting a little testy.
No doubt about it. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, we'll let you hear what Cedric Van Praan said about the offensive line and, more importantly, the quarterbacks. Lauren Jabari is going to join us at 4:20 to talk about what's happening with our Hawks as they play tonight. But before we get to that, Chris just pulled this from that interview. He was asked about his alcoholism. Does he have a problem, Mike? Does he have a drinking issue? This is what Ja Morant just told the media.
I don't have an alcohol problem, never had an alcohol problem. So I went there for counseling to learn how to, you know, manage stress, cope with stress in, you know, a positive way. Instead of, you know, ways I've, you know, tried to deal with it before that, you know, caused me to make, you know, mistakes.
So a lot of people had said the treatment he went to, which I don't know if how long it was or, you know, how many days he was there, was more about alcoholism. That was some of the reporting that was out there versus what he is saying, which is I went there to learn how to deal with stress because it gets to me. And that's when I go and do stupid things. And, you know, okay, I don't know which one is true, but he says he does not have a drinking problem, which a lot of people said led to him pulling the gun out and doing stuff that he's been doing.
Because perhaps if you are in a slightly altered state, your judgment is impaired, you're not making good decisions. Okay. But, yeah, we'll get some more of the audio. But interesting to see. I thought, and by the way, what was your time? I know because you were on vacay. I thought the NBA could have gone a little more stiffer with the penalty.
I did too. Well, I just think, I'm not going to say that you're encouraging others, but that didn't deter anybody.
And
that doesn't stop a lot of guys who go, well, he only got how many games?
And again, I was going round and round with guys on Twitter about this when the time went down. Look, I'm not saying suspend him forever, guys. I'm just saying send a strong message to the folks that follow him, who look up to him. Again, we can argue about role models, and nobody's a role model anymore in sports, but people do emulate what they see when they're NBA stars. You know, and I don't know if you guys saw what happened in Miami last night. I mean, they got gunplay left and right in South Beach now, and it's just – to me, like, you could have sent a stronger message. And I think that Adam Silver kind of copped out on this one, if I'm honest.
8 games for Ja, which is, right. That's just not, that doesn't say, oh my God, I can't ever do that. 20 games? 25 games? Now you're talking about end of the regular season, Mike?
I thought the end of the regular season and have him available for the playoffs. If I was commissioner, that's what I would have done, but yeah. They went another route.
All right, let's talk about what's going on. Speaking of routes, what happened with Alabama freshman defensive back Tony Mitchell? He evaded police, driving at 141 miles per hour. It was later found that, you know, when he got stopped by Holmes County Sheriff's deputies, in the police report, Mike, there was a lot going on here. Charged with possession of marijuana.
Did you see the photos, the evidence photos?
Intent to sell or distribute. You know, they were also charged. He had a passenger in the car. The passenger was charged with the same.
They had weapons. They had about a trash bag of weed. That's a hell of a spring break trip, my brother.
$7,000 in cash, 226 grams of marijuana. All right. So what does Nick Saban do? Nick Saban immediately suspends him. Okay. Now, they're going to let the legal process play out, but there is no ifs, ands, or buts. And when Nick Saban spoke, he spoke about it. And listen to the end part of this.
Tony Mitchell has been suspended from the team on all team activities until we gather more information about the situation and what his legal circumstance is. And, you know, I mean, guys, everybody's got an opportunity to make choices and decisions. There's no such thing in being at the wrong place at the wrong time.
The Bills, by the way, I don't know how you carry your cash. The Bills were separated.
Oh, yeah. Bundles.
In bundles. Now, I got a couple of friends that do some things. I'm just telling y'all, that's no, not how normal folk carry their cash.
Now, okay? Where he got popped off I-10 is just north of, so I don't know if he was going to Panama City or if he was going all the way down to the Panhandle, further down, I mean, into Florida. But to me, that was like one hell of a spring break trip those guys had planned. So, well, as you said, Nick Saban said, let the legal process play out. But it was interesting because for those who aren't familiar or just don't understand the implication that Brandon Miller brings a weapon to an eventual murder scene. And because of the way that you couldn't prove intent in Alabama, there's no criminal charges. But some felt that the coach, Nate Oates, should have suspended him. And he made the comment initially in the press conference that said he was just simply wrong place, wrong time. There is the basketball coach at the University of Alabama basically throwing shade at the football coach, throwing the shade at the basketball coach, Carl, because there is no wrong place, no time, according to Nick Saban.
Well, I told you, you know, when this happened, I asked the question, what would Nick Saban do? If this was a football player on the Alabama football program, which I think, if my memory serves me correct, it's a pretty big deal. What would the head coach do? And I said, he'd suspend him. Is one program privy to the other, Mike? Is one program better than the other? Is it because Alabama's basketball program is relevant all of a sudden and they have a chance to win their first national championship under these circumstances that they get to the leeway to do this? I mean, I don't understand how Nick Saban could immediately suspend a guy, and there's no pressure on Nate Oates to suspend Brandon Miller. Now, we're in the thrones of the NCAA tournament. He's not going to get suspended now. If it was going to happen, it was going to happen before the tournament started. Guys, they are literally four wins away from a national championship. Right. It's not happening now.
Now, again, you put me in the awkward position, but just I'll play the counterpunch on this, is there were no criminal charges. He did obviously speak to the law enforcement. There were some conflicting reports about what he said, but Brandon Miller, at the end of the day, whether it's illegal or the way the laws are written in Alabama, just plain old common sense, we're just talking about it, he brought a murder weapon to the murder. The weapon was in the back of the car. His friend requested he bring a weapon. He delivered the weapon to a situation that was escalating.
Yeah, but he didn't pull the trigger,
yeah,
right?
But again, he's not charged. This guy's basically doing Scarface with weed coming back from spring break. And it looks like possession with intent to sell. But I just felt that, to your point initially, Greg Byrne, the athletic director, should have superseded Nate Oates and said, we're suspending him.
Yeah.
He's got to sit. The optics on this are terrible. But Nate Oates just basically said, no, it's win at all costs. And maybe Saban's got a mean on for Nate Oates or just didn't like the way it was run. But Saban was waiting for this opportunity to throw a little dig at Nate Oates, which he did.
Yeah, it is interesting, to say the least. I'm just reading the rest of this police report. I read it earlier today. And
and I saw the evidence photos are pretty compelling.
Well, what makes me laugh is... the officer says, I activated my head and taillights and conducted a U-turn in an attempt to initiate a traffic stop. The vehicle accelerated at a high rate of speed, and I activated my emergency lights and siren. Then I notified dispatch that I was in pursuit of a Dodge Challenger, and then the vehicle accelerated over 140 miles per hour, and I lost the visual. Yes.
So he took off. I mean, boom, gone.
It just makes me laugh. Like, of course that's what's going to happen. Yeah. But
this is, again, people, and by the way, I don't want to sit there and tell you that anything is better or worse than what happened with Jalen Carter and the tragedy because two people are dead at Georgia, you know, but everyone immediately wanted to hop on Georgia. At least, you know, I never understood the finger pointing amongst college football fans, Carl, in the SEC. When your school, you think you want to get high and mighty? People in glass houses, man, come on. Here's a kid with weapons and weed and a large amount of weed driving at a rate of speed where he could have killed a number of people if he loses control of the vehicle.
226 grams? How much is that?
Well, the picture, and it was described as a small garbage bag.
Okay.
A garbage bag which had been, you know, more than a football.
Okay. All right.
That's the way it looked to me from what I saw.
I mean, I get an ounce. But 220 grams, 226 grams, like how much is that? Don't send me pictures, guys.
Chris, this is the only place you've been the best engineer we've had in years. This is the only area where Craig CCV would have been a godsend here because he could have given you specifics on the grams and the total.
I did the math.
All right. All right.
And it is 9.2857 ounces of weed.
Okay, so 9 ounces. Because I was going to say, I know what an ounce looks like. Okay, 9 ounces. All right. Here's the other funny part about this police report. And we're talking about Nick Saban immediately suspending this player, Tony Mitchell, DB. Chris was saying, listen, this kid's not a star yet. Brandon Miller is. And he was treated differently. And maybe that is the case. And again, Mitchell did not, or Brandon Miller did not commit the crime, even though, as Mike and I both agree, there's just something fishy about him delivering the weapon.
Yeah, I just thought that, you know, we get it. There's the way the law is interpreted and the way the law is written in the state of Alabama. They couldn't prove intent, but your friend needs his weapon. And what's going on? I mean, again, he's not doing skeet shooting, guys, at 1:30 in the morning. I mean, that's why we can get into this. People want to get into these lawyers' dodges and semantics-type arguments. I mean, come on. Somebody's dead because the murder weapon got there, you know, and he facilitated it. And to me, if you can't do it, there's some of the adults at the University of Alabama should have said, you know what, we're going to need to sit you for a couple of games. Let this cool down a little bit, and you can get back to you. By the way, you go to the NBA, you're going to be a zillionaire. No one's saying he can't do that. I'm not saying this guy's life's got to end right now. He's going to play basketball. I'm just saying you need to be more than a slap on the wrist. Carl, there wasn't even a slap on the wrist.
No, there wasn't. There wasn't. Police officer says there was a set of scales located on the passenger side floor.
See that's it. You see, and for you kids at home,
that would be intent to sell.
You're taking the marijuana, and you're portioning it into little portions that you can then repurpose, if you will. See, that's intent to sell, Carl, right there, by definition.
This police report is unbelievable. The officer goes, are you taking medical marijuana?
Yes, officer, I have the glaucoma's really, really bad.
Oh, this is great. I mean, listen, the kid made a mistake. We'll see what happens with him. I don't think he'll be on the team moving forward. But at the end of the day, Nick Saban did the right thing. And by the way, this is how it's got to be at Georgia. Mike, the policy has to be no tolerance. I know everybody's like, well, it's one time. And it's not. We're finding out that this speeding thing and stuff has been going on behind the scenes. Kirby says he didn't necessarily need to change policy. Maybe he just needs to enforce it a little bit stronger.
Right. And as I said, I mean, you've got a lot of – look, you got some big dudes. You got dudes with a little bit of coin. And as we said, people come to a college football program from all walks of life, okay? From Blackshear, Georgia, to the wrong side of the wrong side of the tracks, you know? And everybody's journey's different. And some people get a chance to have a second chance. Some guys, though, you can look at this opportunity and say, you know what? All the guns and the weed, maybe you go to I see you going to Last Chance University, and we'll catch you in a couple of years.
Guys, I know we don't normally do teases for Yeah Man, No Man.
Yeah.
But this just came down. The Falcons are hosting a guy this week for a visit with 99 career sacks.
Oh, don't get me excited.
I'll tell you who that is.
Don't get me excited. Yeah Man, No Man's on the way. It's Dukes and Bell.
He's also 40.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is Dukes and Bell coming up. We'll talk some dogs. Also, Lauren Jabari is going to join us, Bally Sports reporter. Hawks in action tonight. We just heard that. DeJounte Murray, Mike and I was just talking about it. So Murray not playing tonight, huh? Out sick.
Yeah, not COVID-related, but he's got something. So, I mean, Trey goes off and does his thing.
By the way, how long are we going to say that? Is that going to last like 10 more years? He's sick. Yeah. Jeff is out today.
Yeah. It's not COVID-related.
Yeah.
I guess, you know.
I'm asking.
Per league protocol.
Yeah, no, I get it because it's still here. Yeah. I understand. Right. People are still getting it. But right. I just, like, in 10 years, are we still going to be saying, hey, Mike's out today. Yeah. Not COVID-related.
He's hungover.
You know, I just. All right.
Which, by the way, my father would not allow as an excuse because of Willis Reed, who passed away today. More on that coming up later.
All right, guys. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You can win a pair of tickets to go see Offspring with Simple Plan, Sum 41, Let the Bad Times Roll Tour at Lakewood Amphitheater. We'll give a pair of tickets away here between now and 5 o'clock, so stay tuned. Right now, let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man. He's the former MVP of his high school football team.
Not really.
From New Jersey.
The Cavs are here.
And gives rapid-fire questions. Here's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Chris Thomas.
All right, Turtle, what's going on today, man?
What if I told you the Falcons are hosting a visit this week? He's 6'8". 300 pounds and has 99 career sacks.
I want him. Who is it? You've got me at 99 sacks. Who is it?
The manimal himself.
Who?
Calais Campbell is taking a little trip to the A this week. There's your pass rusher, folks.
Okay, Mike, how you feeling about this?
I like it. I mean, you and I debated back. Oh, I know. Julio wanted too much money. Yeah, that was 17. Now we had to give Julio the bump.
Wait a minute. You don't blame Julio for that, too?
Yes, it's Julio's fault. Yeah, I wanted Calais Campbell in 17. He signed a four-year, $60 million deal. I believe it was with Jacksonville at the time. Calais Campbell is a stud. He's a mountain of a man. But the only problem is, Carl, he is going to be 37.
How old?
37.
I'm out.
In September.
I'm out. Chris, you had me at 99 sacks. Mike, you lost me at 37.
No. The good news is we brought back Eddie Goldman, who quit last year, but he's coming back. And we're talking to a 36-year-old, but again, in his prime, an absolute baddie.
No, there's no doubt. And the stats tell you that. Calais Campbell has been a guy that from a production standpoint, okay, and you got to go back to his days originally with Arizona, right, originally with the Cards,
right.
And then he goes later in his career to Baltimore. We're talking about, you know, the last, as Max said, 17, 18, or 18, 19, 20. Point is, I like getting a guy like this, but you have to know the mileage on him is going to limit his ability to how many snaps he can play for you.
Well, he's not coming in to be an every down player.
Correct.
He's
rotation.
Coming in. Yeah, he's a rotational
correct.
Guy, and they're going to say, go sick him. That's
all right.
It.
So that, if that's the role, which it would be, the question then becomes, what's the pay? Because that's the other part of this, mm-hmm. right? Again, they've done an excellent job of not overpaying for pretty much anybody in the offseason so far.
If you're looking for any kind of comparatives, guaranteed was $6 million last year, 2 years, 12.5 from the Ravens for 2 years.
Okay, and by the way, most of these deals that you've seen, not just with the Falcons around the league, they're one-year deals. The guys, teams are not committed. They are getting themselves out of these deals, especially when it comes to free agency. If a guy comes in and he sucks, I don't have to have him around 3 years from now and still pay him. So 2 years, technically, it would be a one-year deal. The team would be able to walk after that. If you're telling me we can get Calais Campbell, who could help the youngsters, the guys that haven't done what he's been able to do in this league, I'm all in. I'm joking about the age because right. at the end of the day, you know, this is the kind of guy that we haven't had to kind of show the way for some of the young guys that are on this team.
But if you think about it, guys, when we look at our defensive tackle depth the last two seasons, these were guys who were on taxi squads, practice squads, guys who were on like five teams in 4 years, you know, guys that had like one or two starts. Now you're getting some guys in the rotation, David Onyemata, Taquan Graham coming back. Look, I don't know what Eddie Goldman, why he quit last year, but Eddie Goldman's only 29. And then you throw in a potential Calais Campbell. Now all of a sudden you've got a lot of size and a lot of depth along with the young guys on the edge. That's good. You can't complain about that. But I don't know why. If guys are texting us, no, that doesn't preclude you from getting a generational player like Jalen Carter
no.
if he's available.
No,
but
no,
this
no.
is, in the short term, this helps us immediately, and I like it.
Yeah, and what did he have last year? Six sacks? 5.5?
I think four, between like 4 and 6,
yeah.
something like that. He's, that's where he's been the last couple years.
And I'm
a space grabber
that.
In the middle.
Yeah,
but you know what else he is? 2019 Walter Payton Man of the Year winner.
Oh, okay.
So that's what you're getting in the clubhouse, in the locker room with him.
Yeah, it does matter, man. And he's got a lot of miles on him. You know, a guy that got into the league in 08. But this is the tail end of his career. And if you're telling me that he could come in and be a third down guy for us, I'm all good. I'm fine with that. We'll see what happens, but he's coming to visit.
This goes back to what we talked about. I know I keep banging the drum on it, but the Eagles had that kind of rotation. They had those guys. I mean, Fletcher Cox, and you talked about Hargrave, and the young players. All those dudes, that's what you got to have. Now, we haven't had that for years, by the way.
No. The last time we did, Mike, we went up and it was a Super Bowl year.
Right.
And when we went out and picked up the Colts defensive
Dwight
end.
Freeney.
Freeney.
Right.
That's the last time we did something like this. And Freeney wasn't Freeney when we got him.
Right.
But Freeney was a great locker room dude and helped Vic Beasley immensely.
Okay, so here's the thing. It's defense season in the NFL for coaches.
Okay.
They're going to come out and they're going to spew a whole bunch of nonsense to throw you off the scent, Carl and Mike. They're going to say one thing, and they're going to do another. So Frank Reich was speaking, and I wanted to get to this because we couldn't in the blitz because we had Mac. He says that the team will consider everything when it comes to Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud, even though they've been exclusively linked to C.J. Stroud, and all reports indicate Bryce Young will go number two to the Texans. Mm. But it's defense season, guys, so Frank Reich needs to pull the wool over our eyes.
Everything matters. All those conversations matter, especially when it's, you know, Scott Fitter, you know, it's the GM, and he's talking about a guy like Russell Wilson. Who, by the way, I had a very high grade on. You don't have to read anything into that, but I don't mind telling you that I had a high grade on Russell Wilson, okay? But don't read anything into it. I'm just saying that because all these people are putting this label on me that I only work with big quarterbacks. Don't read anything into that. When you got the number one pick, the thing is right, we don't have to play games, right? I mean, it's not like we're trying to fool anybody. What we're trying to do is take all the time we can on the evaluation. There's a lot of conviction, as Scott said, on some of these top quarterbacks. And right? The old adage, don't make a decision before you have to. We're going to take every second, every day, or every hour, every day to make this decision, and we still got plenty of time left.
You buy it?
No.
No.
No. Here's what I would say. I think they already know. They know who they want. It's why they made the deal. It's why they made the trade. They gave up what they gave up with the package to the Bears. You do not go into, and I say this every year, you don't go in the night before and you're still undecided, where everybody's got a cup of coffee and they're meeting in the conference room and they're going, okay, is it Bryce or is it CJ? It doesn't happen
way. Are you telling me that movie with Kevin Costner as the general manager of the Browns?
No.
Draft day?
No.
When he goes back at the tape and realizes the player was fighting to get to his mom in the end zone?
No.
Oh, okay. No, he's really not a bad guy?
No, not with the first overall pick. If you have pick 15, some things are going to happen and transpire in front of you that may change your board, and you have three or four guys you're looking at. Not with a number one overall pick. Chris, I think they already know where they want to go.
Stroud or Young?
And well, he just said, don't look too far into the fact that I only work with big quarterbacks. Do you think that the Bryce Young height thing and the frame thing is going to be an issue?
Bryce Young is a pocket passer. C.J. Stroud is a reluctant runner, but he's mobile. He's more mobile than, I mean, you saw it. You saw it in the SEC, or I should say the National Semifinal Championship. I think
who are you starting your team with?
I go Bryce Young.
That's the way I feel. I still think he's the most talented passer in this draft. And you talked about it, Mike. He comes in with a pocket presence. He's not looking to run. We know he can pick up a first down. Everybody keeps talking to me about the frame, and I'm like, okay.
I compare him to Drew Brees. Look at Drew Brees in Purdue that went to the Rose Bowl that year.
Yeah, but nobody hit Drew Brees.
Yeah, this guy played in bigger games, but that's the thing. But you have to invest in your offensive line. You've got to have a good offensive line that this dude, otherwise it makes no sense. Then he will get jammed up, and then you're going to be looking for another quarterback in three
years. What I mean by this is, how many times have you seen, you know, even Lamar Jackson, with the injuries that he's had, guys don't get clean shots on Lamar, and he runs, right? Mm-hmm. Kyler Murray, run around. I don't know what the fear is when you say, okay, can he take a shot? I would hope that's the case, but it's not as if he's going to take six of those a game.
No. No, I mean, if you don't have an offensive line those first couple of years, it's going to be a little bit funky. He is not a dual threat. Bryce Young, we talked about this all last season. He's not a dual threat guy. He's in the pocket.
They did take Ike Ekwonu in the first round
last year. They did. Well, no. Listen, Carolina, their offensive and defensive lines are good. I think that's they're just like a lot of teams, including us. Their quarterback situation sucked. They went through four last year. So their offensive line, Mike, we went to the game. They ran it down our throat. They ran the football on a rainy night where they were just like, we're tougher than you. You know, so I think that offensive line that they have in place, they've got some pieces if they get the right quarterback. And I do think their mind is made up.
By the way, a couple guys hitting us up on the text line. Don't forget, guys, you can watch us on Twitch and on YouTube. And we're averaging about 100 people that are doing it right now. So get on there and check us out. A couple guys on Twitch saying that he thinks it's going to be Anthony Richardson.
At one?
Well, the 49ers moved all the way up. And everyone thought it was, remember, everyone thought it was a big reach. You could have stayed where you were for Mac Jones. But they went all the way up to get Trey. What's his face?
Lance.
Trey Lance. We haven't even seen. So I don't know. I don't know what their personnel department. If they look, then you're really betting on the comp because that's a guy you didn't have to move up to one to get Anthony Richardson.
Boy, I tell you, if that happens, shock! Like the draft starts out with like, holy crap!
It just takes one team to fall in love.
Yeah, yeah. And then by the way, the Texans are like, thank you, thank you very much.
And by the way, if it is Bryce, Texans just go Stroud and Chark for the first two, and then where's Will Levis go?
Well, here's the thing. I think the Colts are on the move too. We're gonna see. But I think the Colts are in this quarterback hunt, and I think they're going to move up before the draft to make sure that no one else can do that. We know the first two teams need quarterbacks. All right, Chris, what else you got for us, brother?
All right, one more quick one. We got to head out to Fayetteville because Rick Ross, Ricky Rose, has a problem.
What's going on?
He's got a Buffalo problem.
He's got Buffalo out there?
He's got a Buffalo problem.
A lot of property,
Carl.
Well, I know. It was Tyler Perry's house at one point.
So he and his neighbor are getting into fights because Rick Ross and his not one, but two fully grown 1,000-pound buffaloes are wandering into the neighbor's yard, defecating and scaring their children.
Oh.
Right.
So, fair or foul, yeah man, no man, is it okay for Rick Ross to have not one, but two fully grown buffalo wandering his abode?
I'm looking at the video right now on TMZ to what Chris is talking about, and these are some, I mean, they're big buffalo, but you really need to go build like a NASCAR style fence on your property, Carl, if you're going to have buffalo. Because you know what the buffalo do? They roam.
They roam. They roam. He's got, I guess, hundreds of acres out there, I'm guessing.
It is a large property.
Okay. So he can't control where the buffalo go.
It's Evander's old house, right?
Evander's old house. Right. Yes, it was originally. I think, listen, if I'm his neighbor, I mean, what is that? Are they pooping in the front yard?
And scaring the children.
Well, again, they poop wherever they want. They're buffalo. Buffalo chips. Be the size of a Frisbee.
Oh, I know.
Be like a bundt cake.
It's large, but they don't move fast. I mean, they're intimidating.
Oh, they get moving. Oh, they get moving.
They don't intimidate you.
You saw the Kevin Costner. You saw them. They get moving, man.
Stop. I think the neighbors do have a valid point, but I just don't know. What's Ricky Rose supposed to do?
Build a bigger fence.
He's got these buffalo on his property. It's two, Mike. It's not a herd.
Again.
It's two.
A buffalo gets moving. That's a truck. A buffalo gets moved. It's like an SUV coming at you, man.
It's not going to tear the house down. Listen.
You need a
better
fence.
I think people are overreacting.
No, Rick Rose needs to invest. Ricky needs to invest in a better fence.
What's he going to do, put an electric fence?
Well, a bigger fence. A buffalo-proof fence.
There is no such thing.
Well, they got to find it. You know what? Call the guys who made Jurassic Park, and that's what you need.
All right, man. That's great stuff, Chris. I don't know. These buffalo, I guess he's got them out there for tax purposes.
Right.
He's been watching too much Yellowstone.
Yeah, I guess.
Right, believe. Why does Ricky Rose have buffalo? Because he can. That's why he's got buffalo. Well,
you know what the funniest part is? They were actually a gift from a clothier that he works with.
Wow.
They sent him not one, but two fully grown buffalo.
Nice. Yeah. That's when you know you're big time. Sir, we have a delivery for you.
Yeah, put this right next to the Lambos in the garage, my buffalo. All right, we got to get out of here. Turtle, hit the music and win some tickets.
Yeah, you can win tickets right now. A pair. We're giving you a chance to go see The Offspring with Simple Plan and Sum 41. Be caller 5 at 404-741-0929. Tickets right now for the March 24th, August 15th performance at Lakewood Amphitheater. Tickets on sale Friday, March 24th at LiveNation.com. But we're giving you a chance to win two right now. 404-741-0929. Be caller number 5. We got a lot more to get into. Man, it's been a busy show already today. If you missed Mac Hollins, we'll replay some of that for you a little bit later on. New wide receiver, and he lives a certain lifestyle, and it's not what you think. That's on the way. But when we come back, it's the Dog Report. And what is the big center for the Dogs saying about the quarterbacks? You'll hear it next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.